Wildcard weekend has happened, and that means one thing for the NFL draft. The top 18 teams are locked in. We're going to talk about the top 10 today on Locked On NFL Draft.
You are Locked On NFL Draft, your daily podcast covering the NFL Draft. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to another episode of the Locked On NFL Draft Show. I'm your host, former NFL and AFL defensive back Eric Crocker. And of course, as always, I'm joined by my co-host Ryan Tracy from Locked On Chiefs. You can find him on social media, on Twitter at Ryan Tracy NFL. You can find me as well on Twitter at Eric _ Crocker and also on the Locked On 49ers show. We want to thank you for making us your first listen of the day, and also let you know that this podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's not a crisis line. It's not a self-help line. It's professional therapy done securely online, available to people worldwide. And they have a special for all of our listeners. Get 10% off of your first month at BetterHelp.com/LockedOn. Ryan, mock draft season, it's really, really here now, right? I mean, we were kind of a little bit early, I guess, out the gate last week, and we didn't have, like, the correct order. But we said, listen to the analysis, what we're saying about the players, right? And, I mean, you know, there's no perfect science to this anyways, but just some things that we like for certain teams. And now we have the right order, and we are starting with the number one overall pick, the Chicago Bears, who just traded Justin Fields. No, I'm joking, but I'll let you start this off. Number one overall pick, what are you thinking for the Chicago Bears?
Yeah, it's funny because we talked last week about just what a challenge it is for that front office, right? And like we've been going over this over on my site as well. You guys can go get subbed over at NFL33.com. It's our Substack where all of my team's rankings will come out. Our whole staff are going to be putting a whole lot of content out for you on this draft class, so make sure you check that out. Maybe we can get Eric Crocker to contribute over there. We'll see. Twist his arm a little bit. Chicago's tough. And so like the scenario comes down, I think they have to trade out of this, but let's say that they're not able to get a trade partner for that number one. And so they do trade Justin. That's really the only thing, right? Because there's two scenarios here with this number one pick. You either go somebody to help Justin or you've traded Justin, you're replacing him. So I'm going to take the first and say that he's still on the roster. You good with that?
I am good with that. Okay. So if he is on the roster, then who's the pick? And I think it comes down to probably two players, right? If they are pegged there, they're going to stay there at pick number one overall. Will Anderson, Jalen Carter.
Yeah, right, you're absolutely right. So for me, when I look at what they have to do against, is it going to be Jordan Love? Is it going to be Aaron Rodgers? Is it going to be Kirk Cousins? Like Jared Goff is obviously there. Who can affect the quarterback the most and the easiest right now today, given what else they have? They do have an edge rusher on there that I think they're going to stick with in Muhammad. So it could be either. But I think right now, I think the Bears want the shortest path to the quarterback. I think it's Jalen Carter with the number one pick in this scenario.
Some people might be surprised by that, but I mean, he's number one on people's boards. Like, it's not just this surefire Will Anderson will be the number one overall pick. Now, we did see this a few years back. There was a guy by the name of, I don't know, Nick Bosa. You might have heard of him, and they had a terrific defensive tackle in that class coming out of Alabama, and there was conversation surrounding those two guys and who would be the first other defensive lineman going. It ended up being Nick Bosa being that edge guy, but in this scenario now, man, we're going Carter here, Jalen Carter, to the Chicago Bears. I'll do the honors, pick number two overall for the Houston Texans. I think you made this very easy for Houston, a team that just really struggled at the quarterback position. Yeah. I saw a lot of people kind of putting a lot of blame on Pep Hamilton, and Hamilton had a lot of success with guys like Andrew Luck, whether he was at Stanford with Luck, his quarterback coach, and his offensive coordinator went with him actually to the Indianapolis Colts, was his quarterback coach, offensive coordinator, did a great job with him, did a great job with guys like Justin Herbert. It didn't work out, and they had to bench their quarterback there, the kid out of Stanford, blanking on his name right now. So they had to bench Davis Mills at different times. They're going with guys like Jeff Driskel, right? And it's just like, that's not an ideal situation. But you know what? I think those type of quarterbacks, they are a thing of the past. And they go with Bryce Young. Well, I think that's a pretty easy decision for them to make there.
Yeah, I think he's top on both of our boards, right? And I do believe he's going to be topped on the Houston Texans too. They have a bit of a panic here, like giving up the first round pick. But in this scenario, they end up getting the guy that they want anyway. And that's pretty lucky. I don't know if that's going to be the truth. And it certainly probably isn't going to be the truth for the number three team. And that's going to be the Arizona Cardinals. In fact, tomorrow, folks, we're going to have a show where we talk about who's likely to come up to these spots. Because as much as this is fun, this scenario, I don't think Chicago is actually making that first selection. I'm not sure Arizona's making theirs either. But when I look at it, how can you help them? What can you do to get Kyler back on the path, assuming he's still the quarterback, right? I can't see this being a quarterback here just because of the double investment. But then again, you just lost J.J. Watt, a guy that can play on the outside, can play on the inside. This is a no-brainer, and they go right back to the well, and they do take the Alabama prospect, the edge, Will Anderson, because now you have a rotation of three young edges that you can roll through there, and as long as you get a competent play at the defensive tackle position, you feel you're going to be able to affect the quarterback, whether it's Purdy, whether it's Geno Smith, like whoever in the division that you got to go get, you feel you can go get them with these guys.
You know, the funny thing about Will Anderson, and right now we're talking about him going number three overall, when I think it was like it was kind of the consensus thing that he came out last year. He'd been the number one overall pick, and now he has to wait a few spots to go number one. Now, draft day might not be that way. Maybe he does go number one overall, but Will Anderson, I think if you're the Arizona Cardinals, you're happy for this. And you had a guy with a similar like body type, right? Chandler Jones, he was the kind of that long, lean pass rusher, get after the quarterback. Chandler Jones had a ton of production over there with the New England Patriots and found his way being traded to Arizona Cardinals. And obviously he was terrific there until he left. Went to the Raiders, kind of stuck it to the Patriots later in that year, stiff-arming their quarterback into the ground and scoring the walk-off touchdown. But overall, I think grabbing a guy like Will Anderson, that would be terrific for him. You know, just I'd say you wanted to see him return back to that, what he was in 2021. And I don't think he quite was that this year, whether it was just more attention to him from opposing teams, whatever it was, finding a way to just be that game record that they expect him to be. And I think the Arizona Cardinals are potentially a team that can do that if they find a GM and a head coach. Maybe they do by the time this episode airs. All right. We're going to talk about some more guys from the top 10. But first, we got to talk to y'all a little bit about Tommy John. And y'all know, man, winter mornings, they are brutal. And I was really out there, nice sunny weather, Florida, out there in Orlando. It was beautiful, 75 degrees, clear skies. I come back to Arkansas, it's cold, it's windy, it's wet, it's almost miserable. But you know what helps that? Tommy John Loungewear, all right? And it makes you just real nice and cozy wherever you go. My wife loves it, all right? And when you start to wear the Tommy John, you are that much more comfortable. So you can do whatever and do everything much better. Tommy John Loungewear, pajamas, and underwear have dozens of comfort innovations like luxurious soft tri-blend and micro model fabrics with four-way stretch. And no lint balls, no fuzz, none of that. All right, and with over 20 million pairs sold and thousands of five-star reviews, people love Tommy John. That's why the Tommy John doesn't have customers. They have people that are fanatics. They love this stuff. All right, and you're going to be able to get 20% off of your first order at TommyJohn.com/lockedon. That's 20% off right now at TommyJohn.com/lockedon. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp Therapy Online. Unfortunately, life doesn't come with a user manual. I think we all know that, right? So when things aren't working out for you, it's normal to kind of feel stuck, feel like everything is closing in on you and you don't know what to do and who the heck do you talk to, all right? Now, you have therapists that are trained to help you figure out all of those challenging emotions and learn productive coping skills, which it's going to make therapy the closest thing to guided tour of complex engine called you. All right. BetterHelp has connected over 3 million people with licensed therapists. It's convenient. It's secure. It's accessible. It's everywhere. And it's also 100% online. Everyone deserves to feel at their best. And BetterHelp, they're going to make it get easier to get started to that. And, you know, I've gone through something personally, and not me. You know, but remember my family, my wife, who dealt with all of these different things that she was battling from an emotional standpoint. And, you know, it really helped to have someone to talk to, but she needed more than just me. She needed a professional that really could get through to her. And that professional at BetterHelp, they are here to help you. All right. As the world's largest therapy service, they've reached over millions of people with professional licensed vetted therapists available 100% online. That all benefits that, you know, they have all the benefits of in-person therapy. Plus, it's more convenient, more accessible, and more affordable. All right, just fill out their brief questionnaire to match you with a therapist. And if things aren't clicking, you can easily switch to a new therapist anytime. It couldn't be any more simpler. No waiting rooms, no traffic, no endless search for the right therapist. So here's what you guys are going to do. Get unstuck with BetterHelp. Learn more and save 10% off of your first month at BetterHelp.com/lockedon. That's BetterHelp, BetterHelp.com/lockedon. We want to thank you for making Locked On NFL Draft your first listen of the day, and also let you know that you need to subscribe to the Locked On NFL podcast and get the daily conversations on the biggest NFL stories, plus in-depth analysis on the biggest games, NFL key predictions every single Friday and Monday. Local insiders cover the weekend with game-to-game episodes. That's Locked On NFL, available on YouTube and wherever you get your podcasts. Ryan, so the Indianapolis Colts are now on the clock, and this is a team that lost 7 straight games. We'll figure out what they do at their head coach spot. It's going to be Jeff Saturday. Who are they going to bring in there? I think a lot of people are like, no, there's no way it's Jeff Saturday after that debacle the season ended. But I don't know. We'll see. The owner seems to really like Jeff Saturday, right? Guy that played for the Colts for a long time. But it's very clear that they need a quarterback. So is it as simple as just going C.J. Stroud? That's where I would go in this situation. Stop getting all the retread veterans. I think Phillip Rivers was good for them for that year. And then after that, they've been just trying to figure it out. And they continue to have new starting quarterbacks every single year. They tried to trade for Carson Wentz. That didn't work. They tried to go get Matt Ryan. That didn't work. They tried to play just the quarterback out of Texas. I mean, all these different guys. And it's not working. So you got the number 4 overall pick. This is a pretty well-run organization. They got to figure it out at the quarterback position. And I think that their search ends with drafting C.J. Stroud out of Ohio State.
I like the selection. I think it is 100% dependent on who that head coach is and the staff that they bring in, because whatever you feel about, and it may be unjust, it may not be fair to tie it to Justin Fields' progress through the NFL, but there is a history of OSU quarterbacks coming into the league and underperforming. So you have to not only have a head coach, you have to have a quarterback coach, and you have to have that are all there to support the development of C.J. Stroud in this situation. I agree. It's the pick that you need to do. If they're there, I think they are one of the candidates to go up, to tell you the truth. But you got to have that staff in place as well.
So what do you think the Seahawks do at pick 5? They got this from the Denver Broncos.
Yeah, this is going to be a fun one.
Because now, Bryce Young, you got Bryce Young and C.J. Stroud off the board. So those are two guys that potentially were getting mocked to the Seahawks. But now it's like, well, it's not going to be any of those guys.
Well, and that's the situation. If I'm consulting, and by the way, Seahawks, I am available for consulting, so let me know. I'm going to tell them, do not draft anybody but the top 2 quarterbacks in this spot or any other spot. Again, this is another team that I've been telling everybody in every mock draft for the last, I don't know, 6 weeks. They should be looking at a quarterback. But that's when they were going to be in striking range of the top 2. Now, I think you have to take a step back. And if you're not willing to trade up, you got to take a look at what else you can do. I think there's a couple of clear options here for me. One is the wide receiver position, because you have DK Metcalf, there were even some rumors about moving on from him last season. You have Tyler Lockett, who just came off getting hurt. You have Laquon Treadwell, who I don't think worked out. I think you could try to up the weaponry to complement Walker in the backfield and what Smith can do, or you can go over to the defensive side and try to come back with an edge maybe that helps. Certainly, I think you like what you did last year in both corners. I know Brian didn't have a huge year compared, obviously, to Woolen breaking out so much, but I think there's an option there to try to add to a strength too, and maybe you look at taking the first corner off the board, put him on the other side. I know Diggs is in town still, so for me, with the tackles in place, I think I probably end up looking at the wide receiver spot. And maybe Jordan Addison is the guy that they feel can fit into the next Lockett's slot, like an heir apparent, right? Because, I mean, Tyler's getting older there. So that's probably what I would look at doing unless they move around. So for now, we'll just call it Jordan Addison. What do you think of that one?
I would probably go edge with Miles Murphy. But I do like, you know, just adding more weapons, right? Like, that does not hurt, especially right. if you stick with Geno Smith. And, you know, he's a guy that led the NFL in completion percentage this year. He was pretty accurate. I thought he made throws on the field. When he was on, it looked really good. Made plays with his legs. There was a lot to really like about Geno Smith and what he did. But it kind of almost felt like he ran out of gas a little bit down the stretch. Maybe adding another weapon, which they've tried. They're throwing resources, second-round picks at the receiver spot, but it's been all DK and all Tyler Lockett. So going receiver here, wouldn't be mad at it. I would probably go edge with Miles Murphy.
See, and that's what I wanted you to say, because I always go edge. So there, we did something different.
All right. And speaking of edge, you have the Detroit Lions on the clock, and we're going to continue to go edge there. And I think the Detroit Lions, we hear their fans the most about what they don't want. But listen, we don't care on this one. Okay, we're not going receiver. We're not going quarterback. So you guys got to be happy about that. But going edge, I know you had Aiden Hutchinson last draft, and you're going to go edge again. You want to continue to improve that defense. And you can address the receiver position and all of the, like, you can do that a little bit later. But right now, you got to go edge. And because the Seahawks in this scenario did not take Miles Murphy, you guys are going to take Miles Murphy now. So you get the edge out of Clemson, who's going to really help. And you got your book in edge rushers. Like, what more do you want to really continue to get better on defense? They lost the game to the Seahawks that we just mentioned. Mm-hmm. The final score was 48-45. And they got better as the year going on. But, like, let's continue to get over that hump and get even more better. And I enjoyed watching what the Detroit Lions did to the Green Bay Packers in that last game. Enjoyed it. Loved it. But let's keep getting better. And I think that's when you go edge.
Okay, so it is Tyree Wilson?
No. I'm going Miles Murphy.
Oh, okay. Even better.
Because the Seahawks, you had them take receivers. So I said, yeah, I would take Murphy there, but with Murphy available for
dropping
me,
down. Yeah. If he's there, take him. Okay.
Yeah.
I like that pick as well. I question whether it's sustainable in Detroit. So I think one thing that will help is if you can bolster the other side, obviously, like you said, pairing somebody else with Aiden Hutchinson alleviates some of what he's going to see next year, more doubles and all that. So I do think that's coming. I like where you're going. I just find myself surprised that Goff's come to this point where you're going to pass on what is a top six pick, although it is a thinner quarterback class. It's just surprising to me to you. Everything you explain is dead on. It just takes me back a little bit.
So now, here's the probably one of the more interesting picks. And the Raiders kind of put out stuff, and you have Derek Carr, and he's saying, like, man, pretty much I'm going. And he's talking about how much he loves his organization, and I don't think he's going to be a Raider anymore, but he's not going to retire. So the Raiders are on the clock, pick 7. You're picking for them. Will Levis, or do you say, you know what? No, maybe they need to go get a veteran and build around that. When you have guys like Davante Adams, I don't think he's going to want to wait around for a young guy. So what do the Raiders do here?
There will be a quarterback in Las Vegas in 2023 that has formerly played for the New England Patriots. I guarantee you that. There is no way that Josh McDaniels and that group is going to go rookie. If they do, I think it's a recipe for disaster, not only for Davante Adams, but for everything else. You're going to lose Josh Jacobs. You're losing that crutch in the backfield. I think you have to have a veteran that can deal with it no matter what. There's a couple of options. Obviously, the popular one is Tom Brady. We'll talk about that here as that affects the draft later. But then you got to take a look at what else you could do. Normally, this is a spot where I'm looking at edge to try to pair with Max Crosby. Again, like you just said with Aiden Hutchinson, giving someone across from him to pull some of that to him. I still like that. And if that were the way that it was going to go, I do feel like Tyree Wilson would be an option for the Raiders. It's what they like in terms of length, of get off. I'm not sold on him as a top 10 pick on my board, but I think they would. But I think they have to go a different direction just to shore everything up. And it is because they have a pair of offensive tackles that they could live with this last season. But I think they have to upgrade from there. And there's one guy in particular that I think, whether it's a season removed with the Miller contract, we'll see what that happens, or whether it's moved to the right side, or whether it's a move inside to left guard, I think Peter Skoronski is the best offensive lineman in this draft. And I think they need to take the chance to protect whoever that veteran quarterback is. And I take the Northwestern tackle right here.
All right, so the Northwestern tackle comes off of the board. Ready to stay away from defense. A lot of areas they can improve, including the quarterback position. Free agency, I think that's where they go. Or maybe trade. I think Lamar Jackson is going to be available. So I'm just curious to see who pulls the trigger on him. Not sure if it's going to be the Raiders because, I don't know, their ownership seems a little cheap. I don't know when it's time to pay guys. we're going to see, though. We'll see what happens with those guys and more. But first, we want to talk to you a little bit about our good folks over at Ultimate Football GM. And I'm really geeked about this. It's one of our new partners and a sponsor of today's episode. They're in the mobile game, Ultimate Football GM. And I know I have, I'm pretty sure a lot of y'all have as well, dreamed of becoming an NFL GM and managing your own football franchise. Well, your dream can come true, and this game is definitely for you. All right, manage every strategic aspect of your team, play through the season, and lead your team to glory. You are responsible for hiring the right coaches and coordinators, all right, trading players, including guys like Derek Carr, making draft picks, all right, navigating your franchise through the free agency and the draft and all the ups and downs that come with a season, all right? All this in the challenging and realistic game world. Ultimate Football GM is completely free and playable offline. You can play on the go, you know, and as you want and when you want to. All right. So I grew up, I wanted to do this. I wanted to be a scout. I wanted to do all these different things. Well, we talk about the draft because we all want to be GMs in our hearts. All right. Well, now you can do it without the threat of being fired by higher ups in a football organization. All you have to do is go to Locked On. And right now, all the Locked On NFL Draft listeners get a 100% free boost to their franchise when using the promo code Locked On. And that is Locked On in all caps in the game store. That's Locked On in all caps. So you make sure that you check it out today. To download this game, go visit ultimate-gm.com or look it up on the app stores. All right, that's ultimate-gm.com. Ultimate Football GM. Start your dynasty today. On the clock now, we have the Atlanta Falcons, and Will Levis is still on the clock, but I think, do they have their right now quarterback? At the very least, you do have Marcus Mariota. He's on the roster for another year, at least on contract. We'll see if that stays the same. You drafted Desmond Ridder. He finished the season, had a nice big win against a divisional rival in the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So we're going to say no to a quarterback, Will Levis, and maybe go defensive line with Brian Brisset.
Oh, interesting. I like that. This is the one that I think they might pull the trigger, and another team that may not be where we think they are. But that's interesting. Do you feel like Brisset is a guy that is no matter what in the top 10 at this point?
I think, especially as this process goes on, to be as big as he is and as cat quick as he is, I think teams are going to really like that. Now, he doesn't have like huge sack numbers, and a lot of times you don't see that from interior defensive linemen. He had 3.5 sacks, and you look at guys like Jalen Carter. He had three, right, but was super impactful. So I think Brisset, this is a guy that just because of his build and teams trying to get bigger down there on the defensive line, I think that he can be someone that, you know, really is intriguing to the Atlanta Falcons.
I like that. And if you can do that, I think it buys Desmond Ridder some time. I don't know how you felt about his last regular season game performance, but I felt like he was just scratching the surface, and maybe they need to buy him some time, get him to the next spot. I like that concept, and like Brisset's fit pretty much anywhere, because you were absolutely right. What that leaves is the Carolina Panthers in a tough spot. Sam Darnold showed a heartbeat. I don't know if that's worth it. Matt Corral has been a lost rookie year. You have quarterbacks coming, going everywhere. The move for Mayfield gone. Like, there's so much that can be done there, but it's the same situation about what you were just talking about. If you're still at 9, you're pretty much looking at a risk no matter what, whether it's Will Levis, whether it's Anthony Richardson. I don't think either's worth a top 10 pick in terms of grade, but it's about that pressure. It's another team. I think the Carolina Panthers could be one that we'll talk about tomorrow that could be moving on up one way or the other. It's tough. I don't think that you're going to be able to press the case. So then you got to take a step back and really look at who's the best guy on the board. What else can you do to help your thoughts? There's investment there that I think is available. You have made with J.C. Horn a selection in the past. Can you give him a tandem? Can you put somebody with him to help him out? I think it's Christian Gonzalez here, who on my board has now jumped Keely Ringo, as much as Keely played good in the championship game. I think overall you can kind of project that a little bit more. So what do you think of a corner, and specifically Gonzalez, to the Carolina Panthers?
I like it. And if you didn't take him there, he was probably going to be the next pick to the Philadelphia Eagles. But, yeah, man, again, we've talked about him, man, big, fluid athlete. I like his instincts. I like his understanding of what he's supposed to be doing defensively. A lot of really good things that he does. And, man, going to Carolina Panthers, man, you sniped him. But that's okay. That's okay because we're still going to go cornerback for the Philadelphia Eagles. And they have James Bradbury, but this is it for him on his contract. It's a one-year deal. We'll see if they extend him eventually. But right now, you need that other corner. I think they're kind of they're really loaded in a lot of different places, but cornerback is a position that they can get better. And I think when you have to play against big physical receivers, we watched what Kelly Ringo did against Quentin Johnston in the national championship. And not just him, just, you know, really the Georgia defense as a whole. But that's what we're going to go with right here, man. Kelly Ringo. Out of Georgia to the Philadelphia Eagles and really bolster up a defense that's already loaded.
That's what you got to do. You got to keep it going until you can get your concept of what your team's offensive identity straightened out, right? I think clearly for that team in making that choice, there's plenty that you can get done that way. So, hey, Ringo makes in the top 10. I wasn't sure if that was going to happen, but congrats. That's pretty good.
Right, man. And we'll continue to fire out these mocks and some of our thoughts, and especially as we creep towards the Senior Bowl. I can't wait to go down there. Again, I was just at the Hula Bowl, watched a couple practices there. That was exciting stuff as well. But Senior Bowl coming up, I will be there. Are you going to the Senior Bowl this year?
Oh, yeah. I'll be at the Senior Bowl early.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. So we'll be there bringing you all the content from that and firing out these mock drafts. But that's going to do it for this episode of Locked On NFL Draft 1. We want to thank you for making Locked On NFL's Draft your first listen today. Now, for your second listen, check out the Locked On NFL podcast, bringing you the local insights you love on the national spotlight with daily conversations on the biggest NFL stories. Locked On NFL, available on YouTube and wherever you get your podcasts. But it's going to do it from us. You can follow us on social media on Twitter at Eric_Crocker, at Ryan Tracy NFL. You got Locked On Chiefs, you got Locked On 49ers. We're there 5 days a week. Every day, your team every day. All right. But until then, we'll see y'all on Tuesday. Peace.